Simishin Lamed Vav Sif Yud Aleph. Hashar Achitim Asarim Kiyetz B'Mayim. Hareza told us Zereya. So hydroponics, they were going to soak them in water because they start to sprout in water. That's also called planting because they're matzmiach. V'chay b'kol shu and the shir for chiyuv is a kol shu. Means even one seed is enough to which starts to sprout as chayv. Hagah umutu lahamir anfe ilonis b'mayim b'shabbos. You're allowed to take cut branches. You want to keep them fresh. You're allowed to put them into water on Shabbos. But they can't be flowers, which open due to the water. Okay, Mr. Bura. So this has at least some practical applications to us. Hashar nun. You're soaking them for the intent of the purpose that they should soften and start to sprout. Which the derech was a certain grains they would soak before they would plant them. So this is why he's doing it.
I guess we're talking about raw. Like you couldn't soak a raw bean.
The case of here was he was doing it. The Mishabura says in order that it should for that purpose. What will be if you're soaking a raw bean, because this is very negeya on Yom Tov. We had this issue, my wife had this issue. So how does she make cholent? She soaks the beans before she makes the cholent. So Yom Tov came out to be Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. She wanted to know, Zerei is also on Yom Tov. So she wanted to know she's allowed to soak the beans on Yom Tov. So I told her, better you should soak them beforehand. So, but okay. I'm not, that wasn't all for the mice. That was just... That was, let's see.
That was better safe than sorry.
Yeah, let's see. Okay. This is the similar to it's causing the thing to sprout.
But it's considered a rabbanon for sure to soak a raw bean, wouldn't it be? Because even though you're not doing it for the purpose of being matzmiach, the bean.
Let's finish the mishnah. Okay, because of Mechayodim, the Huadin Hashar Tavois Lasses Mehen Maltsin L'Sheikher is Chayiv. So now it's not only if you're doing it for the purpose of planting it, but they used to take Tavua and they would soak it, and the goal was it should sprout, and then they would grind it and make it into a beer. So that was part of the process of making the beer. They do it. The Kavanos Latzmiach, his goal over there is that it should be. It should sprout. Because of Eid, the take of Mishanosin Lamayim Chayiv, as soon as you put in the water, you're Chayiv. The Chiv over here is like we said, Avagav Delo Yitzmichu Elolacher Kamayamim, because we saw yesterday that the Tolda, that Zareya, is a Tolda of Zareya, and Zareya we saw the Chiv of Zareya is the planting, even though it doesn't actually sprout, doesn't actually take root till much later. So far it doesn't sound so good. But Umasayim, the Chayotim ends up and says, Da'afal Bikain, Mutu Lishres Tavua Libahemtoi. If you want to soak grain to feed your animal, Dekabanosel Hatzmiach El Larachach Hazeroinim, his goal isn't to make it sprout, his goal is to just soften it. Vigam Lo Yabal Detzmiach, he's not going to leave it that long in. That she gets to that point where it's going to sprout, because animals will eat it before it sprouts. So that's mutter. Okay, it's the point number. So that's he seems to say that's totally mutter. If you're soaking it for the purpose of just for food purposes, and it's not going to get to the point where it will sprout. And it's not your kavanah. It's not going to happen. It's mutter gomer. He said it's mutter. Now, b'vadav v'chol zel mizeiranim shein nivlolim b'mayim. There's certain types of seeds that when they sit in the water, they sort of develop a, they sort of absorb water, and we discussed this idea by the Metamucil concept. You have a Lisha problem, absorbs the liquid, and sort of becomes, and it's, it connects with the other ones. Imagine they have some type of a starch in them, which it seems to come out into the water and causes the water to start to congeal. The types of seeds which start to mass together when you stick it in water, they soften and they start to decompose in the water. The water gets thicker. They become thick. It becomes like water which has dough or flour mixed into it. There you have a problem of losh. You're making a mass of a liquid and a solid together. So that'll be a problem if they're going to start to mass together. Simukim or sharperis yaveshim, you have dried fruits, and you want to soak them on Shabbos, that they should absorb the water and become, softer and fresher again through that absorption. But if you're doing it as part of the a process of preserving something by soaking it for the purpose of preserving it, that's going to be awesome. So he discussed three possible different malachas involved. There's zerei involved, there's losh involved, and there's kevesh kevoshim involved in soaking something. So if you get around all of them, you're okay. So soaking beans, pasha should be mutter.
What is kevesh kevoshim?
Kevesh kevoshim is that the person is doing it to preserve something. It's a part of the preservation process. You soak something in a brine or something of that sort.
So the three conditions that if you meet them, it would be mutter, is that as long as it doesn't sprout? It's not going to sprout as long as from you're putting it in that water?
If your goal isn't for sprouting purposes, and it's not going to get to that point because it'll be used before then, it takes care of the tzmicha problem, the zareya problem. If it doesn't mass together, so it's not a problem of losh, as opposed to some of them, when they sit in the water for a long time, they start massing together. And if your goal is to preserve it, use this process to preserve it. That's also.
You can also have. I mean, would this apply if you put the beans, let's say raw beans, in a salad, and there's dressing on there, and then you keep it for 3 days? Is it possible that it would start to sprout 2 days later on Shabbos? It doesn't matter that that wasn't your kavana.
Well, the hetzer said over here was because that wasn't your intent, and it's not going to happen. Because before you get to that point, the animals will eat it.
It sounds like that was part of his heter.
Excuse me.
And in theory, you could have a couple kernels left over from feeding the animals that they didn't eat, and that just got left out in the eating container.
I understand, but that was probably not going to be significant.
So we said kosher was...
Yeah, but if you have no kavanah for it, that's b'chal not, that wouldn't be kosher.
But the chayazim wasn't worried about, he wasn't concerned for those few grains that would get...
Doesn't sound like it. B'chal shehu, nun beiz, ratzalarmer afilo gargar echa, even one seed. Okay, but now, it says, you're mutter l'hamid an v'ilonis, you have branches of trees. Shekotzim be most of them, they would cut it off in the summertime. Ismach ben Babai is to create, make a pleasant atmosphere in the home. Some Shehuklam, he asked, well, obviously this happened, that took place before Shabbos. You can't just take branches on Shabbos, even if they're detached, and decide to use them, they're muksa. It means the person designated for that purpose prior to Shabbos. He did some ma'aseh to bring it in to show that's its function. So now it's part of the noi bayis, and it's not muksa anymore. Okay. So that's mutter as long as it's not going to cause flowers to open. Now, Vayla Kamom and Simon Tafresh and Dalit, remember the Shom of Word, the Eno Mutter B'Shabbos, Kim Lahachzer B'Mayim, Shom Duboy B'Kvar Meir of Shabbos. Well, the Hosev Oyd Mayim and Sonim, you can't add new water. The Kulshin Shal Lahachlev, you can't exchange the water, Hamayim Lagamri, you can't add new water, and you can't add more water, you can't exchange the water. What you can do is just put it back into the original water that it was prior. Now, so that was where Moses said you're allowed to place them in the water. Doesn't mean the first time around. You're allowed to put it back if they were there in the water from beforehand. You can take them out and put them back in. You can't go to Chachila on Shabbos for the first time and put these branches in water. Okay, that's according to this explanation. Based on what he says in Tafresh and Dal. Now, B'yesh me'achroinim, she's serving the misa that they hold, the misasim ha'machaber, ma'ashtafilu chathila mutal amidim, b'kad, she'esh b'mayim, mizumon erev Shabbos. You put water there from before Shabbos, designated for this purpose. Then on Shabbos, you're allowed to put it there even the chathila. Elo l'hoisiv atam mayim mishum tirchi yaserim. That aloch over there, tough ration and dollars, you can't add no water. You can't add no water because that's a tircha. But if everything is ready to go, there's no tircha involved with adding more water now on Shabbos. It's already in, ready, the container of water is ready made from before Shabbos. You don't have to make you have to go fill up the container now, that'd be the same problem. It's like adding the water. No, I already have it there from before Shabbos. I just want to put it in there for the first time on Shabbos, also mutter. That's what these akharim say. So therefore, the Shartzian and Memchez bring the Prima Gadam and Shulchan Aruch Rav. He says, maybe you can be serving on that opinion in a case where you forgot or whatever the person, whatever reason, wasn't able to do it before Shabbos, put it in there, as long as there's no flowers which are going to open because of the water, you've got to put it into that, maybe the chachil, you shouldn't go set it up like that. You should put it in the water before Shabbos, and then just be mach, take it out and put it back in. So you're just doing chazar. Okay, so you never did it. We could be meikel and put it in on Shabbos. The b'yesh ben parochim shenitochim machem samayim asuklem afla hachzu b'mayim shabdu behem mikvar. Not only can't you put it in water the chachila if it's going to the leaves are going to open. The flowers are going to open. But even if it was in the water beforehand, and you took it out, you can't put it back in the water. Because you're going to cause, now the situation is that it's out of the water. When you put it in, that's going to cause the flowers to open. That's like some element of a tikkun, or, which was awesome.
Leaves versus flowers. Rebbe was saying that with flowers, it seems that there's like if the branch is gaining sustenance from the water,
it's dead. I mean, it's cut already. You're not really doing anything.
So there's no issue of Zaria then.
No.
Okay.
Even Madarban.
Correct.
Even with flowers.
Flowers is not also, that's not Zerei, it's some other, like, told of, like, making something, adding another element to it, like a Boina type of a Svara, so It's a tikkun type of a svara.
So the first opinion that was in the in this Mishnah Berurah here that says it's not permitted to put flowers in for the first time or plants into this into water for the first time, and the second opinion says the reason that you're not allowed to do it is because there's a tircha there. So is the first would the first opinion be okay with it if there was no tircha, or is it just saying that there's some other issue that's going on that it's not a tircha issue?
Well, over there it says in Tavrish and Dal, it says explicitly that you're allowed to put it back in. Mm-hmm. You can't add more water, and you can't exchange the water. So it sounds like pretty clear over the Tavrish and Dal. Okay. All you can do is whatever water you've taken out of, you can put it back into. So I took my Dal over some Dal Minim. If I took my Dal Minim out of the bucket where I'm keeping them Shabbos morning, right, and in Yerushalayim or Kurdish where Mikra, then you're allowed to take the aluminum on Shabbos, let's say. Right. So I took it out, it's based on a Mishnah. Shabbos morning, so I can put it back in later on the day. So the first business, that's it. So it's clear, you can't, so obviously if you can't add water, can't change the water, you can't put it in the water of the Chakilah for the first time.
Okay.
All right. So that's the push-up. That's to be the push-up shot. Tenim sheyavshu be'ibayim. Chet ilan sheyavshu peyroisav bayim. You have figs which they started to wither even though they're still attached to the tree. Or you have a tree which its peras have withered on the branches of the tree. So regards to plucking it from the tree, what's its status? A Talmud member shows this chayiv avishahem kalkurim linyan tuma. Even though there are certain halachas, we do not consider them attached still anymore because they've reached the stage where they're not benefiting from the tree at all. There's no nutrients flowing from the tree into the fruits. That's how the fruits are starting to wither. Right? So I would argue the current that you're not doing anything by taking it off, not at the ricer level, maybe at the water level, not at the ricer level. He says, no, it's called that you're doing the malacha of kotzer, taking it off. Okay, so Mishabur Nunhe, Nibibay, and Pirish Bichiburim Be'onov, and when it's attached to the branches. Chen Ilun, Shir Loshan Kainhu. This I have to read the Shulchan Aruch. Chen Huadin, call Ilun Shihabshu, not, I mean, it sounds like you have Tainu and you have trees. I mean, Tain is also a tree. It means other trees, any tree, which is like that. But Lav Dafka Tainu, Lav Dafka fig tree. This is Adam Kosher Shato Sefer Ubisak Lemmer Vachain Elon Shayavash by Shayavash Uboy Paris. So now that's a whole new ball game according to the Chayadim. Again, he's bothered by this question that the flow of the Shulchan Aruch does not make sense. He talks about figs and trees. I mean, you know, fig trees and trees. I mean, it's a tree. See, he's got us all the way around that the tree withered and it has Paris on it. Matana, he spoke of. In other words, we gave you two examples. One is where the fruit is withered, and one is where the tree is withering. The first case was the tree was still fresh, but the fruits have withered. That's first case. Even if the tree itself withered, still considered mechuber. Kozman has not been detached, it's considered mechuber. So loch is chayiv. Even though when it comes to tuma, it's a different halach. Chayiv, because when it comes to asabim yaveshim, moidu the chiklushin domo. When it comes, however, to you have grasses, you have. just stalks of grain, etc., but to the point where they've yovash, it has dried out totally. It's no longer taking any nutrients out of the ground. That we do agree that it's considered already detached, and a teller shemim part, the person will take it off, will not be chayiv. Even in that case, there is an issur d'rabbanan. Even in that case, it's possible to chayiv chatos, like I explained, because should be yard to be beer loch. Even in the case of the Asavan. He talks about that in other words, even though you're not going to be chayiv for catching the grass, but maybe that itself is making the property better. So you have a tikkun in the ground, in the property, etc., whatever it is. There might be chiyuvim for other reasons besides the malacha of kotzer. B'tzolim shadarchem hishtarish ba'aliya sheyesh ba'ofer. So they put him up in the attic, the loft. They would store the onions over there. And sometimes they would actually take root, and there's dirt on the which comes with it, and there's dirt on which accumulates on the floor of the loft. And it took roots. He wants it to be rooted because that keeps it fresh. So tell us, Chayev. It's not normally the bulb of the onion is found in the ground. Over here, it's sitting on top of the dirt. How you normally grow it, but mice, and now it's there. It's rooted. The case was that you had now something collapsed on these onions. My pearl is just something falling on it. So the main bulb of the bitzolim is no longer visible. It's buried under this collapse. But the leaves are still not trapped. They're visible. That means they're free. Kederach Yudulon, which is where they grow, you know, the bulb is under the dirt, but there's a plant which comes up above. And then it took root there. Over there, that's like it's in a field already. So there was X amount, it collapsed on it, it buried it, and the plant is sticking up above. So that's a planted onion. And it took roots. So I wasn't interested, you know. So and plants go wild. I don't care whether you're sitting or not. Once it's planted, it's planted. You can't take it off.
Is it
Derisa?
So the definition of attached is where the roots have taken hold.
To what? To the dirt? I'm not sure what point in time it's rooted there. You know? How rooted is rooted? I don't know.
But the fact that it's dirt there and the roots have stretched into the dirt, that's called attached.
Correct. It gives you my welcome to Magad Avram, Chuvas Rosh, and the Sefer Shnas LaYosham, which is the Gra over there.
Here's an interesting thing. I used to have a plant that it was called an air plant. It just had a little pedestal that it sat on. It had no roots. It just sort of spritz it with water and it would live. So with that kind of plant, would there be any issue with moving it, with picking it up, picking it up?
So
it's not really attached to anything.
There's some who learn the din of the sandwich, although it isn't a kli, Melechus hakli. Person is chayiv when he takes it off, because that's where it's derek for where it grows. So the Mishnah Berurah there. It grows on a kamin pitrius, which is some type of like a fungi. The fungi doesn't need to be, you know, rooted in dirt. I mean, it grows in the air, or whatever.
But it's got an attachment. That's right. That was the thing with the kli, though. It's got some sort of thing that it sits on that makes it, it holds it.
So I'm misunderstanding your case.
So what was the difference with this kind of plant is right. That it's not attached to anything in particular.
So what's your shiloh? What do you want to do to it?
So if one would pick it up from its pedestal, would that be considered an issue with rooting it?
I would assume you have the problem we had before of yanika through the air concept.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
And a mushroom would be the same thing.
A mushroom could be the same thing. I'm not sure about mushrooms. Usually mushroom is it doesn't have roots, but it's settled on something. Even though they're considered ochre, gabi tuma, they're considered not attached anymore. What does it mean? Layin tuma, pierce tuma sechlam, a makabel tuma b'mechuber b'zeh chashiv katolish. The law is that food can't accept tuma when it's attached to the ground. So grains, even though they're after they're grown, are not makabel tuma. Otherwise, we'd have a big problem, right? Potential for kabbalah tumah is pretty easy. It's not makabel tumah when it's still attached to the ground. But that's the same way the halacha is, which is true. In a case where it's been sitting on the ground to the point where it's no longer benefiting from being on the ground, it's done with, even though it's attached to the ground, as it did, like it can be makabel tumah now. So the gabi tumah, we say, this is not attached anymore, this is detached. This is detached. So it's detached, so the person takes it off on Shabbos, shouldn't be chayiv. No, the Gabi Shabbos is still called attached. The Gabi Tumah is called detached. Okay. Next sif is your hammock issue. So it goes like this. So you want to hang your hammock onto your tree. And then you want to lie in your hammock on Shabbos. So are you allowed to do that or not? So also lishtamish, but we said before you can't climb on the tree, you can't be mishtamish with the tree. Well, not directly being mishtamish with the tree, I'm just attaching the hammock to it, and now I'm sitting on the hammock. So look, also lishtamish, we study ilan. What study ilan? Something which is attached to the tree. You can't be mishtamish with something which is attached to the tree also. Something which is attached to the tree is mutter. So if I wrap the strap of my hammock around the tree, got a problem. I can't sit on that hammock. I mean, this hammock is attached to the tree. If I drill a screw into the trunk of the tree, a large bolt, and then I attach the hammock to the bolt, so the bolt is studded, and the hammock that was sitting studded, which is mutter. Example, which we have more common example here in this neighborhood, is zip line, right? So if you make a zip line for your kids, if you attach it to the tree, which is normally where you'd be making it in our neighborhood, so if you attach it to something, you attach something to the tree and then you attach the zip line to that, that's fine. If you attach the zip line directly to the tree, you couldn't use the zip line on Shabbos.
So what's the difference between the bolt and the strap that was just using an example.
The bolt is an independent item which is attached to the tree, and now you're attaching this to that bolt.
Yeah, so if you had a strap and you had a secondary attachment to the strap, that would be the same thing as...
Correct.
Okay.
Or the other case, which isn't gay, is, you know, your tires. You know, you have tires hanging from the tree. So, depending on how it's set up, it's mutter oser. Okay.
Well, if you have a rope tied to a branch that comes down... And you're only using the tire.
Yeah, but we'll see that if the rope moves, that's called you're being mishtamish with stud and still. We'll see that in the Mishpur. So you have to have something which is.
Sadeh Ilan can't move in order to.
But Sadeh Ilan to work. Sadeh Ilan can't work.
So then,
can't move.
So the case where you want a rope around the tree and then attach your hammock to that rope, that's not going to work either because the rope is going to move.
Correct. Right, that's true.
So.
Right. You can't put your ladder against the side of the tree. When you go on the ladder, you're using the side of the tree. You have a spike, which is, you know, you have a bolt, which is ready in embedded in the tree. But the lismach sulam alav, you're allowed to attach the sulam onto that, support the ladder on that yosed. Tavale yosed stodin. The sulam is sitei stodin. That situation, the yosed is considered the stodin, and the sulam is sitei stodin. Attach a yosed, then you hang a basket on it. So yosed is grit stodin, but kakola could see they'd stodin. Now, therefore, I could put something in and out of the basket and shelf. Shabbos.
Yosed is attached to the ladder. Can you put the ladder against the tree? Or does the...
No, so it wouldn't help.
Because it has to be on the tree.
Right, it has to be... Correct. Hagob, mutu liga be'ilun. Well, actually, you need that. There's no issue of touching the tree as long as you don't move it. Let's finish up the Rama over here. Bor omoik afilu meya ama. You have a pit which is even it's very deep. Even it's 100 amas deep. Once the ladder allows you to go in and out of the pit, on the ladder metapas v'yeri metapas early, you can climb up the climb up, climb down. There's no gzer which Chazal made that you might start pulling off part of the ground, and that should be also because of if anything's growing there, you're causing it to be detached. That wasn't part of the gzeres Chazal. Okay. So if Meshuvah Nun test, Bitstide Ha'ilun, Bitstode Ha'ilun, Perish, Dabra Hatochu Ba'kosher Ba'ilun, Mikritstode Ha'ilun. The item which is embedded or tied to the tree is considered Stodim. Atof Na'ilun Atzma, the bark around the tree, Lomikritstodim, that's not called the Stodim of the Ilun, that's the side of the tree. We call it the side of the tree. Well, it's the side of the tree, but it's not called stodim. Elikuvilin, that's part of the tree. Fine. So now you have something attached to the tree, that's called stodim. Mitzirit stodim, hudabra hanishin, something which is being supported, but dabra tochavilin, which is on the item which is attached to the tree. Mechanim misparim, misparim adivre chabra l'kameh. And that's as the Shulchan Aruch explains. Okay. Also, let's assume you can't... support the ladder on the tree. And Elisha Maduk, it's not exactly clear. Bashir Hadwaram, this is the way you're supposed to understand it. You can't put the ladder there, even if you put the ladder there before Shabbos. So I'm not putting anything, as I'm putting the ladder on Shabbos, obviously I'm moving the tree. So that's, you know, no, you put it there before Shabbos. It doesn't help. Because when you go up and down the ladder, it's called you're using the tree. You're using the stodim of the tree. Says, but to go and put the ladder there on Shabbos, even if I'm not putting it on the tree, but putting it on the yosed, there's no gufa mishtamish b'tzira ilun mikri. I'm using the yosed on Shabbos. I can't be mishtamish b'tzira ilun. Well, I am. I'm using it to support a ladder. Right? So I can't put it there on the that started on Shabbos.
Sorry, I don't understand. The tree is the ilum, of course.
Yeah.
The yotzeid
is the stodim.
Okay.
And there's an issue of being mishtam with stodim ha'ilun. So when I go and I lean the ladder against the yotzeid, that's called I'm being mishtamish with stodim ha'ilun, which is also.
So then, how
in the case of the zip line for the hammock? Is that, why is it?
It's already attached beforehand. The act of putting it there on Shabbos is called, I'm using it there to put it there. That's what I'm doing with it. I'm putting something there.
And then if it was there before Shabbos, you said you couldn't use that anyway?
It says it was there before Shabbos. Now, no, it's if it would be the sulam, it would be leaning against the tree. I can't climb up the sulam. Right. If the sulam was leaning against a yosed, which is leaning against the tree, I could climb up on Shabbos.
About 1 degree less. Could you then put the ladder on against... You have the tree, a yotate, and then another yotate. Can you put the ladder on that second yotate? Because it's 1 degree further.
It will be clearly... It's not just an extension, but it's all part of the same...
Or you have a piece of wood attached to the tree and then a bolt into the piece of wood.
Right.
Could you then attach something on there?
Right.
The ladder?
Yeah. Because then you bring Mishtamash with Sadin, which is Motzer. The Sidah, you learn, Pirish Lazofna, it means the you're leaning in against the side of the tree, over here meaning the wall, of the bark of the tree. Motzer Lismaich. If it's a Yosef Tekua, so I can leave, put the Sulam there before Shabbos. And then climb it on Shabbos. Han elis mut elis machsulam yerev Shabbos lalas alav b'Shabbos. Shem the havelay yosei is the tzadim, and the sulam is sitit tzadim. Misrash leinich ragl al yosei elagabi shlavi hasulam kedei shlo yehem mishamash b'tzadim. But when you get to that step, don't support yourself on the yosei, because then you're being mishamash with sitit hilul. So if you have the basket hanging from the tree. So it's be a problem if the case where the yosed attached to the tree and a kakola attached to the yosed, the kakola is sidet stodden. Eladim mishdamish sidet stodden. Therefore, if you cook mutter laniach bo peris, well, it's only metal. You can put peris in and out.
In the case of the basket, was there before Shabbos on the yosed?
Yes, that's what he's going to say. Awa kakola atzim also litloya litlus be yosed. You can't hang the basket on the yosed because you bring mishdamish with stireilin. Canal Gabi Sulam. Now, Vima Kakola totally be Elan Atzma, if the Kakola is directly attached to the tree, not to a Yosef. So Litzim Chavitz Mimena, Vachain Lislitim Lissaycha, the Kimashamish with Stodim. The Kakola is attached directly to the tree, the Kakola is the Stodim. You can't be Mishamish with Stodim, you can't use the basket. So I can't put things in and out of the basket.
How would it be attached directly to the tree? Without, I'm saying, wouldn't
you have to nail it or tape it? Yeah, it'll be more. How exactly would you attach it? You could make your wicker basket go over the branch. Hang your wicker basket over the branch. Now, if you can pick a kakola tsar, if the opening of the kakola is narrow, the cheshanot ucheves in a kakola may need to ilon. Even though it's sidet stodden, you know, you have to pull your hand in and out to give it a shake a little bit. You know, you can't do it very gently because it's narrow. So you pull it out, that causes the tree or the branch to shake. So then it's also b'cholinyan. Yimnesha al yirei zem mishtamash b'ilun, because that's called, you know, you're being mishtamash b'ilun. There's an issue being mishtamash b'ilun, which pashas. Questions say there, and who did this issue being mishtamash? It's stodden. So when it causes it stodden to be mained, it's also a problem. Whereas once you tell me that when you cause it to move, it's called you're using it. So if I'm, and there's an issue being mishtamash with it stodden, if I cause it stodden to move, I have the same problem. The hishayim b'ilun to lean against the tree. Im adam bori motor b'tash kayach osr. If the person is healthy, so he's not really putting all of his weight against the tree, he's supporting himself somewhat, so then that's mutter. Very weak person is usher. Matam, donim bori, eno semach olov, elamaat. It's a minimal support. Well, the mikri mishtamash b'mikrub, it's not called he's using the tree. Awa toshkarach, tzarach, lisa mechol karach olov, he leans his whole weight in it. Mikri mishtamash b'mikrub, he's using the tree, which is usher. Hanil kashena menidoi. Oh, because we need a fill of a borei also. Does that go for shimushu? If I move it, that's any always is awesome. It's kind of even not moving it at all. But if I'm putting all of my weight on it, it's totally supporting me. That's called me being mishtamish b'mechuber. So that's going to be awesome. Okay.